Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
In this month's edition, I'd like to talk about another very important micronutrient for health and performance, which I consider to be vitamin C's companion. This one is also essential, meaning we cannot produce it inside the body, and therefore we're dependent on its acquisition in optimum amounts from the outside world. It's fat-soluble, occurs as a family of compounds in nature, and as a lipid-soluble antioxidant, protects the body from oxidants, free radicals, and environmental pollutants. Of course, I'm talking about good old-fashioned vitamin E. Vitamin E, the anti-sterility vitamin, is actually a family of antioxidant compounds known as tocopherols, specifically alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, and zeta tocopherol. Tokos and phero are the Greek words for offspring and to bear. So tocopherol literally means to bear children. Vitamin E also contains another group of substances known as tocotrienols, although less commonly known. By no means are they less important. Tocotrienols are potent antioxidants and have the ability, by means of suppressing the enzyme HMG-CoA reductase, to inhibit the synthesis of cholesterol. They are highly recommended as a treatment for any form of vascular disease and appear to be superior to some of the other tocopherols in certain disease conditions due to their better distribution in the fatty layers of cell membranes. Vitamin E has a direct effect on the synthesis of hemoglobin, so it directly affects oxygen transfer, stamina, and endurance. Vitamin E is a big player in energy production and helps maintain insulin sensitivity. When you think energy as an acronym, think of vitamin E as the first letter in the word energy. No matter how conservative your approach to vitamin therapy, don't neglect taking vitamin E. It's something I always recommend as a vitamin staple along with vitamin C. As a basic vitamin program, for example, I would suggest a good quality, high potency, multivitamin and mineral, plus extra amounts of both vitamin C and E. Working together as a team, they protect cells from damage, and working in unison, defend water and fat-soluble tissue compartments against most species of oxygen-related free radicals. Vitamin E is highly concentrated in immune cells, and supplemental alpha-tocopherol can reduce much of the inflammation in muscles and connective tissue by suppressing the production of arachidonic acid. Researchers from Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana, gave six untrained men 1,200 units of vitamin E during a three-week training program, while five others involved in the same exercise regime took a placebo. By analyzing blood levels of creatine kinase, or CK, the researchers were able to detect evidence of muscle damage in the placebo group at 6 and 24 hours after training, whereas no evidence of such damage appeared in the vitamin E group until 48 hours after exercise. This was reprinted in Muscle and Fitness, February 2001 edition. The article was by Sugarman. Now let's talk about potency. The alpha tocopherol equivalent, or the alpha TE, of 1 milligram of vitamin E is equal to 1 IU of D-alpha tocopherol acetate, or 1.49 IUs of D-alpha tocopherol and 0.89 IU of DL-alpha tocopherol, which is synthetic. The L after the D signifies the source as being synthetic, as opposed to when you look at D-alpha, you will notice that there's no L behind the D. This helps determine the source. In this example, the natural form of vitamin E is definitely more potent than the synthetic. As well, the natural form is extracted from soybean oil, whereas the synthetic is fashioned chemically from petroleum. Once the chemical structure has been identified, it's possible to chemically synthesize and replicate, although the biological function is lost. So natural vitamin E is more potent and provides more restorative value, although the synthetic does have some value. Vitamin E retards cellular aging due to oxidation, protects your lungs against air pollutants, including ozone and nitrogen dioxide, and it also protects delicate membranes that surround organs and endocrine glands from free radical damage. When applied topically as well as taking it internally, it helps prevent thick scar tissue formation from burns or injury. A recommended dosage for athletes is no less than 400 to 800 milligrams daily, or I use standards based on body weight. 5 milligrams per kilogram of body weight is a good starting place, with average doses ranging from 400 to 1600 milligrams. Don't be afraid of vitamin E. It's non-toxic. There's very, very few exceptions where you have to be real careful about vitamin E. I'm thinking about rheumatic heart disease or someone with hypertension. But even in those cases, vitamin E has been used therapeutically by physicians, but with more close attention. Vitamin E is found in the germ of whole grains, green leafy vegetables, fresh pressed oils, wheat germ oil, egg yolk, butter, liver, and nuts. If your diet is high in polyunsaturated fats and you consume a fair amount of oil, you need additional vitamin E as a supplement. Don't rely on food alone. Vitamin E is a must for the prevention and treatment of vascular disease and provides a means of safeguarding internal tissues from free radicals generated through strenuous exercise. In his book, Vitamin E for Ailing and Healthy Hearts, Dr. Wilford E. Shute states, "What is tragic is that the medical profession, while feeling a distaste for quack use of vitamin E and properly trying to explode the mythology growing up around it, has lost sight of the legitimate need for the vitamin and that, ballyhoo aside, it might be put to valuable therapeutic use. It is probably too much to expect of human beings, but had doctors been able simultaneously to condemn the fakery and accept the growing body of scientific evidence of what vitamin E is good for and how it can be used, literally millions of premature deaths could have been avoided in the period between 1922, when alpha-tocopherol was first isolated by Evans and Bishop, and also by Schur, and the present day." Now, I think that's a very powerful statement. Researchers from the National Cancer Institute in Bethesda, Maryland, discovered an inverse relationship between alpha-tocopherol levels and serum androgens and estrogens associated with increased risk of prostate cancer. The higher the vitamin E, the lower the levels of hormones, these baddies, and vice versa. This was an article I found in Association Between Serum Androgens and Estrogens in Older Men from Nutrition and Cancer, number 35-1-1999. The article was written by a fellow named Hartman. So vitamin E is a very important fat-soluble nutrient. Focus on vitamin E and vitamin C once you've established a good foundation. Don't assume that you get enough vitamin E in any diet. Our requirements have increased, not decreased. Well, that's it for this segment of Sports Nutrition Update. Thanks for listening, and remember the wise words of Henri Amiel, the Swiss philosopher. Health is the first of all liberties, and happiness gives us the energy, which is the basis of health.